Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Unsung Celebration Podcast, where we celebrate the unsung heroes here in the United States, the doctors, the medical professionals, the educators, the homemakers, the grassroots leaders, and anyone else who deserves a platform of recognition for the positive efforts that they are putting forth in their communities, in reaching and touching people in their own special way. I'm so excited tonight because tonight I have a guest with me. If you were able to tune into last week's podcast, you'll recall that I'm doing a series with the podcast, trying to explain a little bit more about what is the purpose of the Unsung Celebration? What is it for? How did it come about? Who's associated with us? So tonight, my guest, I'm excited to have her not just on the show, but also as part of the Epic Elites Foundation. Now, the Unsung Celebration podcast, as you recall, is an extension of the Epic Elites Foundation. The Epic Elites Foundation is a foundation dedicated to bringing celebration and recognition to deserving individuals. We do that in several ways. We do that with our community groups. So if you know someone who is an unsung hero and wants or needs a place to connect with other like-minded people, send them our way. If that's you, we welcome you into this community. Please join us. So we celebrate you with our community groups, networking, with our monthly magazine mailings. We mail out magazines every single month, where we shine a spotlight on a deserving unsung hero. We also are preparing for our annual award ceremony. So if you would like to nominate a deserving individual to be awarded during our award ceremony, let us know. Go to missdanish.com. That's MSDAANISH.com and fill out a nomination form and let us know why this person deserves to be in the running for the yearly award ceremony. We would love to recognize this person. We also do our quarterly style makeovers. So you will see featured people on MissDanish.com, in our magazine, who were a deserving individual that received a style makeover. Because if you don't know, the Epic Elites Foundation works alongside with Miss Danish LLC, which is an organization that educates teen girls and professional women on ways to use their mind, body, and clothes to move themselves forward in life and in their career. We work with them and provide the style makeovers just to boost their self-esteem, to really showcase them outside of their uniform if they wear one. Or, you know, just give them a real nice positive boost to their self-esteem. And I don't know who wouldn't want that, man or woman, girl or boy. And we also have some really exciting things in the works where we are working on to bring light and celebration to deserving individuals. So stay tuned for that. But getting back to my guest tonight is Miss Nicole Alexander. She is a human resources executive, I am so grateful for Nicole for joining the Epic Elites Foundation board as our treasurer. She has so much knowledge in that field, and as far as well as human resources, finances. She's very thorough. She's very committed, and I know that this person, outside of being on the board, is a person that has my back without a shadow of a doubt. So you want people like that associated with you, your organization, and your efforts. So I'm just grateful to have you, Nicole. So please welcome Nicole Alexander to tonight's show.
Well, hello, hello, hello. And what a gracious opening there. I really do appreciate it. You know, I got your back, Danish.
I know you do. And you know, I got yours too.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
So, yes. So I just want to get right into it. And I'm just excited to have you. And I'm excited for you to share your experience so far being on the board for Epic Elites Foundation. So like I mentioned, you are the board's treasurer.
Yes.
So I want to know, like, what made you want to join the board?
So I had two main reasons. First of all, when you, Ms. Danish, first shared your vision of the Epic Elites Foundation, I just wanted to assist in some way. So since I don't necessarily have that creative niche or eye for seeing a big picture come together, I wanted to use my analytical brain to as my own personal asset to assist with the foundation. So it just made sense for the role of treasurer, I must say, in this case. So I'm definitely happy to assist on a more technical level. And when it comes to, of course, reporting financials and working with you on best practices for spending, and, you know, just funding in general. So I wanted to assist in that sort of nature.
Can I just say that that has been super helpful to me because, you know, we are a new organization. We are building out and we are building strong, you know, and we have wonderful plans for our future. So just to have your partnership in it all, it really has been helpful. So your technical brain and my visionary, because I can see it, you know, it just is such a good fit for me. So to hear you say that, it really means a lot to me. And I wanted to ask you, because you also mentioned the vision.
Yes.
So what was one of the things about the vision of Epic Elites that sparked something in you?
Well, as you mentioned earlier in your opening, it's just such a fabulous business that really shines a special light on your everyday heroes or warriors who are, you know, whether it be in your average person, working class person who is just making moves in a positive light, especially in such a negative world, that sort of touched my heart. And, you know, who wouldn't want to be a part of that? So the fact that you're, you know, championing those who are not actually looking for a spotlight is something pretty special and awesome. So as you mentioned, it could be your nurses, your any of the service workers, things of that nature. They may be tired at the end of a day, their working day, but they still push forward for something that they truly believe in. And I think that's something special.
And isn't it something how what we considered an unsung hero maybe in the year 2019 and even the early part of 2020, it's different now. Like things have shifted. Things have shifted, right? Where before, I mean, we definitely are bringing celebration to the medical professionals and all, but you know, the essential workers, who would have known that someone working at a grocery store or working at McDonald's or any type of food service company would be considered an essential person? But it's just really interesting how these past couple of years have shifted how we think about people and what they do, right?
And you're so right, because just in their everyday working life, you know, no one would have thought, like you said, no one would have thought that, you know, it's such a crucial role, but everyone plays a part in the community, you know, overall. And in my career, I'm sure in your career, I've come across so many different people who they may have a part-time job and they may be tired at the end of, you know, their full-time job, and they start their part-time job and they're out there with a smile. Yes. And
the side hustlers.
That's right. I'm going to use that. Yes. And you know, and it's really important to shine that light. So I'm glad, in light of everything that's happened in the past couple of years, has been sort of negative for a few different reasons, but I'm glad that they have that spotlight and are being appreciated even more so than they may have in the past.
Exactly. And you bringing up, you know, just the temperature of and the climate of where we are as a country, you know, Epic Elites Foundation, along with the Unsung Celebration podcast, you know, we want to shine a light on those good officers.
Yes.
You know, we want to find them. If you know any, send them our way, please. Or if you are one, let us know from your perspective, why you're considering yourself a good officer and some of the positive things that you do to reach and touch people. We absolutely want to speak with you. We want to celebrate you. We want to recognize you. So if you know of a good officer, if you know of a good, you know, anybody in the service field, please send them our way. Or if that's you, reach out to us. You already know, missdanish.com, and just send over a contact form and we would love to speak with you. But that's only one of the reasons why the climate in the country is a little chaotic. It is major, right? It's major that we find the good officers, that we make good news popular. That is the mission, to make the good news popular, because it has been so draining these past few years. You know, we're seeing a little light, but we're still under the pandemic. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you. Well, we're going to put a pause in the conversation right quick while we take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll see you back here in just a few as we continue this interesting conversation with my guest, Nicole Alexander, who is an Epic Elite Foundation board member. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in
or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at delawareblogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya! It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.
Get ready, world. This is Danish Jones, and I will be coming to you first thing in the morning to start your day off with good news. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 a.m. to the Unsung Celebration, where we celebrate the unsung heroes of the world, the doctors, the teachers, the community leaders, and anyone who you feel deserves a platform of recognition. So tune into the Unsung Celebration, where we are committed to giving you your flowers now. So welcome back, everyone, to the Unsung Celebration, where we celebrate all of the unsung heroes right here in the United States of America. I'm so excited, as I mentioned, to have Nicole Alexander here with us on our podcast tonight as we get to know her, as we get to know why she's part of this movement and why she feels like it's important. So I know that we left off speaking about finding good officers and really finding the people who deserve a platform of recognition and celebration. So I wanted to just ask you, what does being an epic elite mean to you?
Yes, so I guess going back to my HR arena, I come across different individuals who have certain stressors in their life. And for me personally, I think of someone who is, just pushing through, no matter what in their lives, whether it be, professionally or on a personal level. So in general, I would definitely say those, as you mentioned earlier, those, everyday unsung heroes who, the teachers who are also parents, but they who are taking care of their own households, and but then they come home and take care of their children, and at the end of the day, when they are going to they go to the store and get supplies for out of their own pockets without reimbursement to get for class, when they turn around and start their shift again the next day, it just, it's very impactful. It just happens every day. And you have just your, as we mentioned earlier, your police officers, your firefighters, out here grinding every day, no matter what. And I really do respect the fact that you are highlighting police officers right now, especially this day and age, who are, despite it all, you have good workers. They're literally a good people who fight against those who shed a bad light on the police department, despite it all. So overall, you have, whether it be community workers, your service workers, or teachers, they really, it in general, anyone who really has, who makes an impact in their own way, whether they view it, they may view it as a small, just something small that they just do on a regular basis, but it can really be impactful overall.
It's really hard work, right?
Yeah.
It's those who use their time and space and resources freely, right? And really, I feel like sometimes that people with big hearts don't get, because they're not braggadocious, mm-hmm. you know, they're not boastful. They're very humble.
Yeah.
And they don't do it for the accolades anyway. They do it because it's in their heart. It's their passion. So you're right. It's just those people with the heart. And so I'm glad you brought up the teachers. I mean, they teach our next generation.
That's right.
Who are going to be in charge of us and running the world when we get older. So teachers, just thank you. Can I just take a pause and say thank you? I should do another episode or maybe my favorite teacher. Yeah, I have to think about that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I have so many good ones. I'm blessed to have so many good references and a teacher in the way of a teacher that it would be hard for me to narrow it down. But yeah, thank you. Thank you, teachers. I think I did mention one of my children's teacher, but, you know, just thinking back. But yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to wrap up tonight, but I certainly apologize to you, Nicole. I should have started with you sharing a little bit more about yourself. So I just want to take the next few minutes and give you an opportunity to share a little bit about who you are, as well as anything else that you would like to share about, you know, during this podcast, if you have a call to action or, you know, if you just want to put something out there, just I'm going to give you the floor right now to do that.
Okay.
And I apologize that I didn't open with it.
Oh, it's your show. It's fine. Well, first off, before I forget my other thought, going back to the original question on why I wanted to become a board member, the part two of that, one of the other reason was personally, I think it would be a great experience for me. And especially being involved at the startup level, I think it would allow me to really put a stamp on the foundation. So that's something that that geared me towards it. So I wanted to definitely mention that. But regarding myself, I'm going to steal a line from my former manager. We work for quite a few different law firms over the course of our career. And one day we were talking and she said, I'm a bit of a law firm junkie. I said, I like that. I'm going to use that. For a good portion of my career, I've worked for different law firms and mainly in the HR arena. So I've branched out on quite a few aspects regarding the onboarding of new hires and also benefits as well. So it's been quite a range there as it pertains to HR. In general, when it comes to the foundation, I haven't shared much with you regarding looking for some of our unsung heroes out here, but I am definitely actively searching myself, and so I will definitely circle back with you on that.
Yeah, it's a definitely a group effort, right?
Yes.
We can solicit you know, if we get good service, right? Anytime I get good service from an individual who fits the criteria, I'm thinking, would you want to be on the podcast? Or, you know, maybe you're a candidate for this platform. So I do the same, Nicole, like in any situation that I can think of. I mean, I'm all, my eyes are always open.
And, you know, we have to, you know, shed light on the foundation. And as we discussed, it's already such a great, great movement. So definitely want to be a part of that.
Well, I certainly thank you for being a part of this movement. I thank you for all your contributions so far. I'm just very grateful to you and for the service that you bring and the light that you bring to this foundation, the passion. All right, so we are wrapping up tonight's episode. I want to thank you again, Nicole, for joining us and sharing a little bit about why you feel like the foundation, as well as the Unsung Celebration podcast, is an important platform and why it's relevant for this time. So I just thank you for your time, and I thank you for being with us and in all the ways that you already are. So thank you, Nicole.
Yay, thank you.
And thank you to all the listeners who took the time to join us tonight. So I just thank you for putting in the time to listen to us, to be with us, to form community with us, and to share. Like I said in my last podcast, my last guest, Deja Dyson, she said to share. That stuck with me. So I think I'm going to say it every time because it's so important, because sharing is caring. It really is. And if you know someone, and you care about someone who you think deserves to be celebrated, let us know. If you yourself have board experience and you want to, or you would like to gain experience being on a board, contact us, reach out to us, let us know. We are building the board. We are looking for more board members. We are looking for, of course, more people to recognize and celebrate. We are looking for people to provide service in any of the ways that you think might be helpful. I mean, like we said, we have the magazine mailing. So if you're an editor or you know one, send them our way. If you're a hairstylist or makeup artist and you feel like you want to contribute to the efforts, come on, come on over. We would love to work with you, you know, or a photographer, videographer, like any of these things. Reach out to us, MissDanish.com, MissDanish.com, and reach out, let us know, stay in contact. And as always, thank you for listening.